Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
How are you feeling on day 65 of this program? Where is your head at? What's going through your mind? Are you confident that you're going to follow through and finish? Are you confident that you're going to reach your goals? You know, like, what's the vibe that you're showing up with? Are you nervous? Are you afraid? Like, where are you at? I think it's such a great idea to kind of recognize where we're at, meet ourselves where we're at, and then make a plan for where we want to go, you know? There's a lot of feels with where we're at in the last 4 weeks of the program. People feel a lot of pressure. They feel the time crunch. They're not going to be able to do what they want to do in the time frame that they have it. Some of you are getting close to reaching your goals. That is freaking you out. Just like all the feels in so many different ways and for so many different reasons. I think it's a great idea just to kind of assess your situation on a day-to-day basis. That's what's really setting your intentions is all about. Whether you're using the app or you're using a journal, or you're popping into the group and you're using the check-in post to set your intentions. Setting your intentions is really just taking a minute to be like, okay, you know, this is my plan for the day, or this is where I'm at, and these are the things that I'm going to work on, you know. And I love a good midday check-in. We don't really talk a lot about that. You know, I wake up these grandiose ideas. I'm going to drink my water, and then halfway through the day, I'm like, it's still sitting here. Well, you know, and then the end of day reflection is a really great one too. It just really, you've carved out this time to focus on this thing. How are you making out? How are you doing? So that's the question that I'm posing to you today, is just take a few minutes just to kind of recognize where you're at. And, you know, even if you're in that, oh, I feel like I'm never going to get there. I feel like, you know, it's taking forever. I feel like I don't have enough time. Like, all those are valid feels. The goal is not to feel those feels. It's to recognize that you're feeling them so you can do something about them, you know? We do have a lot of time left. I've been saying that a lot just because I know how freaked out people get by the end of the program. It is what it is. You're going to reach your goal, or you're going to have to continue to work at your goal until you do reach your goal. Regardless, you are going to get there. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take, you know? But this is a great place to be. Everything really is aligning. First few weeks of the program, all about addressing the body's needs, giving the body the resource and the times it needs to even focus on getting to a place where it can even start to focus on fat loss. You know, the middle of the program, when we start to make the tweaks to the basic food plan, are really helping the body specifically focus on it, and also give it enough time. Like, there's no real secret sauce to this process other than showing up, doing the best you can, making as many choices as you can, falling in line with your goals, and just kind of still being here at the end. I mean, that's the magic sauce to all of this. And then the last part of the program is really about supporting the body in its needs. Like, continue to prioritize yourself, which you can seem like, oh my God, this is taking forever. You know, that can be really exhausting for some people to constantly prioritize themselves. It can make you feel guilty. It can feel selfish, especially, you know, at this point in the program. This is where people start to say things to you. Load up those questions. I'm going to get right to them. People are going to start saying things like, oh, you're still doing that diet. Oh, you're still drinking all that water. Oh, you're still adding leafy greens to your meals. Oh, you're still this, you're still this. Like, yeah, of course you are, because it's going to take longer than, you know, a few weeks to reach finally and forever kind of weight loss goals. You also have people saying things to you like, oh, don't lose any more weight. You look great the way that you are, which, great, you probably do look amazing, but you're the only one who knows what it feels like to live in your body. And if you have excess weight to lose, there's no reason why you can't lose it. You know, people say all sorts of things. Oh, your portions are so small. How can you be satisfied? We get this a lot at this point. A lot of people wondering if their portions are too small, not because they don't feel satisfied, not because they aren't seeing results, not because they feel starved or deprived, but because other people are asking and noticing and saying something about them. You know, weight loss is one of those weird things, is that it continues to be this gajillion dollar industry, yet it's not cool to want to lose weight. I just had someone over on my public Facebook page pop on a post and say, you know, you should exercise because it's this and that and whatever. And nobody should exercise for weight loss, and everyone in all shapes and sizes. I mean, like, fuck off. Like, I guess, of course, everybody should love themselves no matter what shape, no matter what size, no matter where they're at health-wise. You know, even to tie self-love to your weight, like, there are people with massive major deformities that they'll never be normal, whether they lose weight, gain weight, whatever normal is, who love themselves. There's an amazing guy on the internet and out there. He's a public speaker, and I can't remember his name. It's good. The guy's got no arms and no legs, and the self-love that comes out from this guy is just, you know, exudes it. You know, everybody in all shapes and sizes. And I said to her, you know, exercise is amazing for a lot of things, but let's not shame people for wanting to lose weight. There's nothing wrong. You can love yourself. You know, you can love yourself to, I was going to say the death, but that sounds really weird. You can love yourself and meet yourself where you're at and still want to lose weight. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get rid of excess fat that your body felt a need to store for whatever reason. But my point being, people, it's not cool kind of to lose weight as much as everyone's trying to lose weight, you know, and people say the weirdest shit. You know, like, honestly, so it can really bring up a lot of feels with where we're at in this process. That's kind of more the mental part of it, and this is why you got to keep showing up. My point was all about feeling selfish and guilty. Some of you are starting to talk about that. You feel a little selfish. You still feel a little guilty. We get this a lot in maintenance where people feel like, especially if they've lost their weight and reached their goal and then they decide they want to go for more, they feel like they've run out of time in the sense that they've already taken enough time for themselves. It would be selfish of me to actually go for, you know, to get to a goal I really want to be at because I've already taken enough time for myself. Like, this is real feels, you know, that people are having, that they've already prioritized themselves enough. They've focused on themselves enough. Their time is up. Now it's time to get back to focusing on everyone else and everything else other than themselves. And chances are that's what got you in the first place, you know? So a lot of feels at this point in the program. So it's a great idea to take some time and assess those. Hi, Wendy. I'm headed to New York City with 9 girlfriends on Friday for 4 days. It will be great fun, no doubt. My goodness. And I will definitely do the best I can. I'm worried about getting my water in. Yeah. I mean, it's New York. You don't want to be having to pee every 5 minutes. I've walked by those bathrooms before. They're not great. You definitely don't want to be worried about that. The water, although it's great to make sure you're hydrated, definitely. You don't want it to be an inconvenience, you know, so try to get it in when you can. Maybe if you're hanging around at night with, you know, with the girls and having some drinks and you know you're going to a restaurant, there's going to be a bathroom there, you know, maybe in the morning before breakfast where you know you'll be able to stop in your room before you head out, that kind of thing. And then, you know, sip throughout the day. But I honestly wouldn't stress about this whatsoever. This sounds like it's going to be amazing for your mental health. You're going to have a great time. Just go with the intention of making choices that make you feel good. Do you know what I mean? That's it. Just trying to maintain feeling really good. If you're flying and you know, it's a short flight, that's not so bad. It's not going to dehydrate you as much as a longer flight would. You know, you might want to bring some magnesium with you. If you are kind of one of those people when they travel, you don't not go to the bathroom a lot because that can make you feel a little off, you know. But honestly, other than that, just go. Have the best time. There's nothing you can do in 4 days. That's going to mess you up. Or getting you to reach that end game for sure. But definitely make a plan for yourself. I find if you're flying, it's the airport. Like, we tend to like celebrate the airport. We have all the yummy bites and bits and stuff like that. And then we fly, which is dehydrating. Then we land and we're just like, eh, we kind of feel off. Then our bowel movements are off. So if you can kind of keep it together through to the airport and get to your destination and then get some water in then and start with that good base and then just kind of work on sipping and then get it in when you can. And then try to get some leafy greens whenever you are out. That'll make a world of difference. And then have the best time. My goodness, have the best time. Hi, Dave. Back after an extra long weekend, kept the indulging to a minimum and discovered my scale is broken this morning. I've never been so excited about buying a new scale. Yeah. So on our Why Is Your Weight Up post, new batteries is one of them. New batteries is one of them. We had a member go through the program 2 groups ago. And man, she was stressing. Her weight kept going up and she wasn't losing any weight. And she's just like, and we're trying to help her. And she's pretty vocal about it. And then one day she lost 14 pounds because she changed the scale on her batteries. The batteries on her scale. To 14 pounds overnight by changing the damn batteries. That's a good reminder. I actually think mine is broken right now. I said that to Tony the other day. I think my scale is broken. I need new batteries in it. Oh, my goodness. So true. Where are we? Hi, Helen. I moved through plateau with 3-pound drop overnight and then felt feverish and horrible. I was only able to sip water till afternoon, then got some coconut water down. Yeah, good tip. Love coconut water. It's a great base, especially when you're dehydrated. Yogurt at 3 and a small supper and back to bed. I had a small loss overnight again. Nice to see the scale going in the right direction. Yeah, so this is like detox can make you feel. So this is something too. Those of you who are getting close to your goals, detox can pop up again and be, you know, more noticeable. So you can have like no detox and then towards the end of your journey have a lot more detox. You can have strong detox the whole time. You can have no detox symptoms at all. I mean, detox symptoms are just you're noticing your body reacting to how it feels when it releases fat. It is cold and flu season and there's a lot of it going around. It is quite possible that you're heading into detox coupled with, you know, not feeling so hot as well. This is why use that sickness protocol. I mean, it sucks being sick, but we have figured out a way to use it to your advantage because sickness is detox, releasing fat is detox, menstrual cycle, it's all detox. You're probably trying to release stuff and get it out of your body. So it's a great idea to capitalize. It's a great that you can capitalize on that, but it's a great idea to follow that sickness protocol and just really give your body some rest. Like obviously, you know, bumping up the protein this week, I wouldn't eat a lot of, you know, red meat, that kind of stuff that's hard to digest, maybe stick to stews, soups, lots of liquids, that kind of thing. I am taking the time, having fun, and enjoying the program totally. So am I, says Mary. I'm enjoying the fact that I'm in less pain, have less inflammation than I had. Gina's program helps in so many ways. Oh, I love this. We're going to talk to Dr. Paul about this. I mean, the reason why we don't have this conversation earlier on is because you have to kind of do the things that you're doing long enough to actually make a difference in how you're feeling when it comes to things like inflammation, comes to hormones, those four reasons why your weight might be slower to move. Like you show up and doing all the things that you can do on a baseline level are the things you need to do to help address any of those. And it's great to kind of have that conversation later on so you can go back and reflect at all the changes that you've made and how they've really made a difference. It's a massive bummer for people who are having a hard time getting that scale to move because they deal with a lot of inflammation or their hormones are off or, you know, insulin sensitivity or those kinds of things, whatever it might be. But at the same time, this is the kind of process you got to get your body through and do in order to work through those things and get your body functioning at that level. So we're going to talk to Dr. Paul about this. He's going to come on next week. Dr. Paul's on next week. And these are the things we're going to talk about with him. But inflammation is a big one. You know, there's so much talk about inflammation out there, but what do you do about it? And the thing about inflammation is it affects the, not only does it make you feel sore and tired and all of those things, it also really like dampens the messaging system. You know, your mind-body connection or how your brain messages your, you know, your body and how it works. And that's a real thing. I'm really making it seem simple, but it's a real thing. And so inflammation also happens in your brain as well. So your body's just a little slower to get the message of like everything that you're doing. That's why a lot of times you have a lot of inflammation, you feel kind of foggy brained. Your body's just kind of slow. You're moving in slow-mo. You got those aches and pains and all that. Absolutely will affect your journey. Not going to stop you from reaching your goal. That's the thing about health issues. You do have to factor them in. I get asked this a lot. Like how is having diabetes going to affect me? How is hormones? How is thyroid issues going to affect? And it's hard to tell people in the beginning without them really experiencing the whole program in its entirety. We're not even done yet. Just wait till you get to the end. And that's why at the end, I think people are able to reflect back and be like, wow, look what I've done. Their efforts day by day by day, slowly but surely really add up to make a massive difference in the end, especially on health issues. But so many people, when they come into the program and they're new, they're so nervous about their health issues. And we're not about to tell them, well, you can do this and this and that, because people are nervous and we don't want them making decisions that they're uncomfortable with. Like I love that when people say, trust Gina, do what she says. But at the same time, we don't want anyone having blind faith, you know, especially when you have health issues. So it's such a good idea to work hand in hand with your doctor because you can actually make a difference, like a real, actual, foundational difference you can carry and move forward with you, right? So cool. So cool. Hi, Linda. Hi, Gina. Longtime listener, first time commenter. Just coming off the sickness protocol for 5 days. So grateful to have that option, especially with 2 sick kids at the same time. Yeah, it's been horrible. My goodness. However, I felt like I lost all my momentum. Okay. Having a hard time to get all my meals and snacks in and getting water in now. So weird when I was in a good spot before getting sick. Also having a bit of FOMO being behind the group. I'm taking your advice and just working on getting 3 days under my belt. Okay. So a lot of times when we're sick, we like, especially if you're like, you know what you need to do, you know you can do it, you got this, you're gonna do it, come hell or high water, I'm back in here, I'm not gonna let this get me, I'm gonna get her done, you know? A lot of times mentally, we feel like we're ready to get back and our body's just like, Are you for real? Really? Are you kidding me right now? Do you know? So really kind of meet yourself where you're at. A lot of times really people are in a hurry. And if you feel like, here's the thing. If you were sick and you feel like it's a bit of a, if you feel like it's exhausting getting back on the program, it's a push to do that. You got to really rally and, you know, you might not be there yet. There is a lot of benefit in continuing to follow. The sickness protocol is the basic food plan, just really kind of slimmed down to meet your body's needs, keeping it nice and light. And there is a lot of, benefit to that in the fact that your body, when you're sick, your body is going to detox. And because you've spent all this time addressing the fact that your body doesn't need fat, fat is not healthy for you. Your body is going to take this opportunity and also detox fat along with it. And a lot of times people are nervous when they lose weight when they're sick because they feel like, oh my God, I've used my fat. And you didn't use your fat. You didn't starve yourself, deprive yourself to force your body to burn fat. Now, if you weren't hungry because you were sick, that's because your body wasn't interested in you eating in the first place because digestion takes a lot of energy and your body's really just focused on detoxing and, you know, getting this virus out. So your body is more than happy to also release fat along with it. So if you just follow that sickness protocol, I would follow the sickness protocol really until your appetite comes back. Now, if you're having a lot of sugar and carb craves, you got to bump up the water because your body doesn't want carbs. I mean, sugar, right? It wants you to keep things nice and light and it wants you to get a lot of liquids so it can continue to get the virus out. So if you feel like it's a fight, it could be that you're pushing it a little bit too much and that you need to kind of just sit in that, work that sickness protocol for a while. But the sickness is always like a fast track because your body's, you know, when you're sick, you ever notice when you're sick and you're like, your eyebrows grow out and you're growing a mustache and your nails are long and you know what I mean? Like everything just grows real fast when you're sick. Like that's because your body is working overtime to like help your body heal faster. Like I swear I was sick for 3 days and my eyebrows, like it's like I never plucked them in my entire life. Like, I can't get them to grow on a regular day because your body's working overtime to heal, repair, rebuild, regenerate, rejuvenate. It's also doing the same thing when it comes to detoxing and releasing not only like getting the virus out, but also releasing fat as well. So you can use this to your advantage. So if it feels like you're a push and getting back at it too soon, stick with the sickness protocol until your appetite really comes back and then jump on. So it could just be that it doesn't have anything with you having a hard time getting back. You're just instinctually picking up on the fact that your body's not really there yet to jump back in. I get the whole FOMO of being behind in the group. Like you can still watch the daily lives. You can still watch the check-in. It's actually an advantage to be working behind the group because the conversation, like you get the conversation before you're in the conversation. Everyone else is working through it at the same time. You get to see it. So you have that advantage of seeing the conversation, the kinds of things, questions people, you already know this, but the kinds of things people are asking and where they're at. So you can see it coming so you can prepare yourself and be like, oh yeah, this is the point. Think about it. This is the point in the program. This is the point in the program where people start talking about this. Oh yeah, this point in the program, people are commenting about that. Oh, okay. So you can really have a lot of aha moments, you know, before you need to have them because you're, you know, they're being brought up to you before you get there. Does that make sense? So that, make no mistake, working behind the program is an advantage for sure. Not that I suggest anyone take time off and then work behind the program, but that is that kind of advantage that those of you working behind that program have. But that's what I would suggest, right? Like your longtime listener, you know what you need to do, right? You know, you get it. And I think you might just be a little too quick to get back at it when there's a lot you could take advantage of with just meeting yourself where you're at with that sickness protocol and then keep moving forward. But if I'm totally way off base on this and your appetite is back and you're ready to go, it's just, it can feel because you've got a taste of feeling really good, when you feel off, you feel really, really off. Like, you know, you feel great, you feel amazing. What? When you feel like even slightly off, you just feel like balls. But the exciting thing is your body wants to get back to feeling really good. Your body's not fighting you on this. It can't wait to get back there. It's just like, it can just feel like it's taking a bit. And it's going to go by so fast. A couple days, next thing you know, like I'm back. Oh my God, I feel amazing. I'm so grateful, right? A day of blood work. First off, hi, Martha. Love that. Off to the gym, then to the naturopath. Time for me. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. I will be traveling to Australia from Ontario in the last 2.5 weeks of the program. Wendy, I love that. Totally worried about future tripping. Yeah, I get it. That's okay. Still trying to figure out whether I'll stay on plan or not. Water will be priority, especially on that 15-hour flight. You know, another couple weeks, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel amazing and you're going to want to keep that process going. Now, I don't know, Wendy, if you're new to the program or not. Excuse me if you're not, but you want to read. So personalizing the plan sounds perfect for you. So the last couple of weeks of the program, you're still very much doing the program. You're still very much on plan. You're still very much following the guidelines, but you have a lot more flexibility in terms of when you're eating and what you're eating. And this sounds like it could be perfect for you for the last 2 weeks of the program. Still being mindful, you got to eat anyway. Right? You got to, and you want to feel good. That's for sure. So I have a feeling that the last 2 weeks of the program are just going to be, it's actually perfect alignment for you. Perfect alignment for you. Cause it's going to allow you a lot more flexibility while you're kind of your whole routine and everything is off. If you have the book or if you have the app, and if this is your first time, I would definitely before you go read over the guidelines, right? Make sure you're super clear on them. We'll still be around. I don't know if you'll have internet or whatever. And I think this is going to be really good for you. It's going to be really good for you. So I honestly wouldn't worry about that. Future tripping is real. Future tripping is like you worked really hard to get here and you don't want to fuck it up. So I think that's a good thing that you're thinking about it. I also think for everybody, and we are working on that Bridging the Gap group for you guys. I know so many of you are wondering, what are you going to do for the holidays? First of all, we have 4 weeks first. 4 weeks to get through before we start talking about what's going to happen after the program. Don't start saying your goodbyes and thank yous yet, because we're not done yet. Not even close. Not even close. Okay. But at the end of the program, we're going to do probably, it sounds like we're going to do this Bridging the Gap group, where we're going to have a place for you guys to ship into and ask questions. It's not going to be fancy. It's not going to be no guided. I'm taking the time off. So I won't be checking in every day. But the team will be working. We'll have a place where you'll be able to ask questions in between the group. But more so than that, you probably won't even need it, because you're going to be so pleasantly surprised that all your hard work is paying off, how in tune you are, how good you're going to feel, whether you've reached your goal and you're ready to move on into maintenance. We're going to have you covered. If you're bridging the gap in between groups, we're going to have you covered. If you want to continue to lose weight but you don't want to do it with us, we got you covered. We got a plan for everybody, so don't stress about that. We got you covered. Hi, Patty. Where's Angie this morning about getting her hair and makeup done and we're ready for the superstar? So today we're going to be spilling the tea with Angie Blom. A lot of our members know her because she's very active over on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, search up Livy Loser hashtag, Livy Loser hashtag, Livy Losers. You'll be able to find all of our amazing members who are very freely and publicly sharing their journey. Lots of great insight, tips, tidbits, all of it. Angie is one of them for sure. And she's always sharing. She's got quite the journey. She's going to join us later today. You know, I love our spill the tea conversation. We get real. We break it down. We don't blow smoke. We don't sugarcoat. We don't nothing. We have a real conversation. I don't even know where people are at half the time. You know, we've had people, we invite them on. They lost weight. They've gained weight back. We have real conversations about it. But more so, Anna and I are also going to talk week 9. We're going to break that down for you, everything that you need to know about it. So that's today at 4 p.m. if you want to join us. If you can't listen live, we also repost the segments in the guides, and they're also available on our Way In with Gina podcast, which I know some of you are listening to right now. Hey, our podcast has reached 1.3 million downloads. What the heck is that? Thanks to everyone who's supporting us and following along and sharing is caring, because I know you guys be sharing it with your friends and family and all that. I know that for a fact. 1.3 million. The team told me that the other day. I was like, what? Huh? What? Say that again? What? Are you kidding? So fun. So that's today at 4 p.m. Listen, I scale up 2 pounds today. Hi, Melissa. Had a real internal dialogue with myself about how this isn't real weight. Love that. But tough feels. Yeah. So that's the thing. I think sometimes when we try to change our thoughts, right? Like we notice we're talking negatively and then we try to change that. Or when we notice, we try to make it go away. So it's not that, though. A lot of times our brains are wired negatively. So this is why you do want to, like, you know, it, then throw some positive, rewiring your body physically, rewiring your brain mentally. So when you get into that negative headset. That's not what I meant. And frame of mind. This is where you want to throw some positive things at yourself. This is why, like, getting up and writing in a gratitude journal, right? Writing the things that you're, you know, feel grateful about can really help you be in a more positive mind frame from the beginning. But as you're kind of negative, you get on the scale, you feel negative, right? I think a great way of doing that is when you get on the scale, visualize a friend standing beside you. And all the things that you're saying to yourself would be like what you'd be saying to your friend. You know what I mean? And you would never say that. So the stuff that we say to ourselves, we would never say to somebody else. Or if we did, we should be embarrassed if we did that, you know? So definitely recognizing that you're having that internal, like, negative dialogue, switching it into something more positive, like, oh, the scale is up. That's okay. You must, it's normal for the scale to fluctuate. Like, you immediately, and in practicing that, eventually you're going to minimize the negative and you're just immediately going to go to the positive. But you just can't change it overnight. And a lot of times I think what happens is people try to make it go away when you have to really feel the feels. The feelings are valid, right? Like, you can't talk yourself out of the feelings. The habit of immediately thinking negatively is definitely a habit. But the feelings are valid. Like, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times people try to dismiss the feelings when you almost gotta go right into them and allow yourself to have the feelings. Like, it's frustrating. A lot of you spent a lot of time and a lot of money and worked really hard to lose weight only to gain it all back every time. You know, it wasn't through lack of effort, desire, passion, wanting, willing, doing. It was just that those diets are designed for sustainability. And then, you know, you only know what you know at the time. So a lot of you are really frustrated that you're not there already. Like, I am so frustrated in my life that I'm not where I think I should be or would like to be because, you know, I spent 20 years in this marriage where I prioritized someone else, and no disrespect to my kid's father at all. As I twitch when I say that, because, you know, I made my own choices. But, you know, I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I do have this sense of this feeling of like, oh, if I hadn't done that and I hadn't been, you know, there, then I would be so much further ahead in my life, right? Like, the reality is I'm exactly where I'm meant to be and I've done everything perfectly, but I still have feels, you know, about where I think I should be and what I went through and all that. So don't dismiss the feels. I think that's a lot of times people, I'm not saying that you're doing this, but a lot of times people do that. So you really have to validate the feels. Really validate the feels.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I had a real internal dialogue with myself about how this isn't real weight, but tough feels. Yeah. So own that. My period is coming and reread the PMS post, more positive and hoping for a double detox this week. Yeah, I love that. I every time I get my period, and one time Tony said to me, I love this story because literally Tony said to me, how long, like, I knew where he was going with it because I was like, oh, I'm so grumpy. What's wrong with me? Every month, because I don't use trackers. I don't track it. So it just like comes every month. Time goes by fast. Next thing you know, I feel bloated. I feel gross. I'm like, what? And I'm moody and I'm crying all over the place. And what's wrong with me? And Tony went down, looked at me, and he's like, how old are you? And I said, and he's like, and when did you get your period? And I knew exactly where he was going with it. And I just looked at him and I gave him those eyes. Like, don't even tell me you're going to say that. Like, how long have I been getting it? But the point is, I've been getting it for, I don't know how many, had it, I don't know, 10. I'm like going to be 50 this year. Like, so that's a good solid 40 years. And every fucking month, it fucks me up. Every month, you know what I mean? So that might, you know, you might always get on the scale. And our belief system is so deep, you know? Like, I almost can't believe that this, like, getting your period messes you up this badly. Like, come on. Like, seems, you know, I do have this thing about your menstrual cycle. It seems a little extreme. It seems a little off. It seems like something's a little bit like, really? Like, this whole, it seems a little bit weird. So I do have this belief system that the whole thing is a little messed up. You know, like, for a whole week out of every month, or like bleeding all over the place. I know, sorry guys who are listening, it's not the funnest conversation for you, but I know it's my belief system because every time I get it, I'm like, this whole thing is just weird. I don't know why I think that way, but I do. Okay, I'm going to move on from this conversation. But the point is, you may always get on the scale in stress, right? But that doesn't mean that you're not gaining ground on thinking more positively and actually training your thoughts to be, more positive about this. Looking at a potential career shift, and I'm a bit stressed about it. Hi, Jennifer. This is exciting. Not in a bad way, but more anxious, which is when I generally reach for the chips and wine, but big non-scale victories is that I had none last night. Okay. There's this thing, who was it, Herbermann? It was a podcast I listened to. It was Jay Shetty and Dr. Herbermann, is that his name? And they were talking about how just when you're about to make a major life change in your life, you feel anxious. And a lot of people, because of mental health and anxiety and stress, which is a real thing, we've kind of tied that into like a bad thing that we're feeling like this. When that's kind of a message to you that things are about to shift. You're about to have that like aha moment. Like, especially with this process, it seems like just when you're about to give up, it all of a sudden, like you reach that breaking point and then you move forward and you have this like aha moment. And then you're like in there again. Do you know what I mean? It seems like always when you're there, and it's like you feel it. Even when weight loss, you can feel it. And a lot of times with my clients, they're on a plateau and they're trying really hard and they're just like, ah, and then they finally call me like, I got to talk to you. Can we just talk? And I would talk to them and then be like, it sounds like you're doing everything right. And they're like, okay, I just want to double check, make sure, because it's taking forever. Hang up the phone. Next day they call me. Oh my God, my weight dropped today. And I don't think it has anything to do with talking to me. It doesn't have anything to do with anything they did. It's just that they felt it. They were on that precipice. They were on that point where they're just like, ah, and then they took action on it because I think they felt it, the change. But I think this happens too in our lives whenever we're doing something new. It's that challenge there for you. You're picking up on the vibe of change. I think it's very exciting. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when you are so in tune to yourself, like you are with this process, it's like a massive lesson in self-love. It's like a massive lesson in being able to ground yourself. It's a massive lesson in how to be in the moment. It's a massive lesson in how to like practice in being in tune. And that's your intuition. And you know what I mean? So it puts you in tune with not only what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, but also everything in your life. What works for you, what doesn't work for you, work situations, friendships, that kind of stuff, So I always do that. How would I feel if I got the job? How would I feel if I didn't get the job? Well, I'm nervous about getting it. That would be amazing. If I didn't get it, I'd be bummed. Oh, that's a great way of just kind of like figuring out what kind of energy it is. Oh, it's just nervous, excited. You know what I mean? Kind of energy. I love that. It's just really great for being into it. And when you recognize where you're at and what you're dealing with, this ain't a stressful situation for you. This is actually really fucking exciting. So instead of grabbing those chips, maybe grab the champagne. You know what I mean? That's sort of just being even more in tune. But because sometimes with this, and I'm going to say this, this is a great opportunity to talk about this because the holiday season is coming and a lot of people do feel themselves more anxious and they're like, I'm feeling more anxious. Not necessarily that that's bad. You're feeling more in tune with how you're feeling. And you also, because you're so much more in tune, you also have the ability to calm yourself down. Taking some deep breaths, recognizing where you're at, maybe switching up your environment, maybe taking a nice Epsom salt bath, So you're more in tune. It's like that thing when you feel really good, you feel amazing. When you feel really off physically, but also mentally, you feel really, really, really off. And that's not your body trying to screw you or make you feel like shit. It's your body giving you a heads up so you can do something about it, Which I think is really cool. Good luck with the job or, your potential career shift. I love that. I am the worst. Like people will be like, oh, I lost my job. I'm like, amazing. What are you going to do now? Like I'm always into that. Oh, that's so exciting. Now you can do like whatever you want. Like I know obviously that, it's a lot more complicated. People that can be financially strapped and in trouble might not be a great situation. But I think change is always really great. I've always been, I do love change. A lot of people don't like change, but we're supposed to change. A lot of people are really resistant to change because they're nervous or this or whatever. When change is amazing, it's great for your brain. It's great. Let me go down here. Hi, Heather. Good morning. Issue, tummy, bowel movements. Okay, I've been going through bouts of constipation, but as of lately, waking up around 4 or 5 a.m. with the runs and cramping. Haven't had so much stomach issues before, so wondering if this is normal. Haven't changed the type of foods I've been eating. I take the Calm an hour before bed, and the scale has been almost the same fluctuations between 1 and 3. So this sounds like it could be detox. I don't know where you're at with your water. Definitely want to bump your water up. It's normal to be constipated before your weight's about to drop and then have those loose bowel movements. Around that 3 or 4 o'clock time is first of all, you're going to notice this week too. I don't know. I should have what conversation I should have first. With bumping up your protein and fat, making those slight variations, you're going to notice that the protein and fat makes you feel more satisfied. So there can be this heavier feeling. This is where you have to be even more in tune to those portions and really tune into that and be mindful of that, because you're going to notice a difference. It can be any kind of switch up in your diet, even slight variations you might be able to notice in terms of digestive upset. So maybe take a look if you've all of a sudden switched a bunch of things up, you know, maybe kind of like calm down on that. Go to the bunch of the things that you've been having consistently and then just make those small little tweaks. Could be that. It does sound like detox, waking up around 4 or 5 o'clock with the runs. Cramping, I don't know if you were listening earlier, at this point in the program, as you go this far into it, you can notice more pronounced detox symptoms. Again, detox symptoms being how your body's responding and reacting to it, releasing fat. So it could be that your weight is about to drop. I would definitely bump up the water a little bit and if that's the case. But I do also have to say there's been so much like cold and flu especially going around, that you'd never want to blow off detox symptoms for what it, you know, could be the flu. But if it's just kind of happening at night around that time, I'm going to guess that's what's happening. Also, without eating as often, you're allowing your migrating motor complex to kind of kick in as well. And, you know, your body's kind of functioning differently. So you might be, again, being in tune, kind of picking up on that. So I don't know, maybe you've added in any kind of new medication, supplements. You could be under a lot of stress, you know, or more stress depending. So it could be a variety of different things. It sounds like detox. If it is, bump up the water, but just in case it isn't, make sure it's not a flu or something like that. Also take into account external factors like stress levels and that kind of thing. And then always check in with your doctor if you feel like something's off. Because, you know, we've had so many people who we could have said, we've had people actually reach out who came to us with what could have been blown off as detox symptoms. And the team was like, yeah, you should maybe check in with your doctor. And they actually went and checked in with their doctor. And it's a good thing that they did, because they had some major, major things going on. We hear this all the time. Just because you sign up for a healthy weight loss program doesn't mean you're just going to be healthy and nothing bad or unhealthy or, more extreme isn't going to happen to you. So if you ever feel anything is off, definitely check in with your doctor. Hi, Gina. Just got back from 4 days visiting my mom in Florida. Hi, Jen. Was nervous about the flying, dehydration, all the rest, but I'm happy to report that my weight didn't change. Even though I indulged a little bit for the most part, I made feel-good choices for myself, and I'm feeling grateful for my 13.5 pounds loss so far. Oh, this is amazing. I love this. Yes, this is it. You go away. You have a great time. You make choices make you feel good. You come back, and you just get right back on the road, and you just keep driving. That's how you get there. Now, if your weight should be up, your weight should be up. Sounds like your weight should be up. So it sounds like your weight is actually on the way down. If you're my client, this is what I say to you. You went away, you had a great time, you flew, you came back, your weight's the same. Chances are your weight is up and you've actually probably lost weight. Vacations are great. Change of environment, change of stress levels, the challenge of your body, even with indulgences, are so great for weight loss, honestly. If I was you, I would get on that water, definitely, because it sounds like because your weight is the same and it should be up, it's actually on the way down. Love hearing that. You're making a lot of noise over there today. Is that my time? No. I always go overtime, so I got Tony to get me an egg timer because I'm always going over. My team is always like, "You're in overtime," and I'm also mindful of your time. Like I could sit here and talk all day, but I want to be mindful, of everyone's time. So we ordered an egg timer, but we can't seem to find it. So I thought maybe that was Tony's new egg timer going off. Hi, Jody. Good morning. Feeling under the weather, but not enough for sickness protocol yet. Thank you, Gina and team, for all the tips, tricks, and support. I'm here for you. Yeah, don't be afraid to use that sickness protocol. Even if you're not full-blown sick, if you don't have much of an appetite, even emotionally, if you're just having a day, bust out that sickness protocol. It is not doing it. Do you know what I mean? It's not taking a step back. You're still actively showing up for yourself. You're just meeting your body where it's at. So don't be afraid to use that. Hi, Adrian. Much better day today. Seeing as yesterday I spent a few hours in the hospital getting troublesome cysts removed from my head. Oh, that doesn't sound like fun. Here I was, my dermatologist and two nurses digging into my scalp and me gushing about the agility in the program. Thank you. Sharing is caring. After all was done and the last stitch done, one of the nurses asked me to write down the website for her. Yes, my dermatologist, who I just saw in the summer, said I was looking amazing and just seemed to be getting younger and younger. That's, to me, honestly, this is the best compliment, when you just look younger and younger. When people say to you, you look good. You know, like, it's not even about your weight. It's like, wow, you look good. Because to me, it's not just you, how you look physically. It's the energy exuding from you, showing up for yourself every day, being in tune for yourself, making choices that make you feel good, doing the things you need to do, even though you might not be where you're at, you know, when you're frustrated about that, whatever. But all of that, man, this is what I'm saying. If you're here at the end, there is no way that you're not going to be super thrilled with how you've shown up for yourself, for how you're looking, how you're feeling, like, all, regardless of what's happening on the scale. I know you signed up to lose weight. So I, you know, let's put that aside for a second. You know, for all the other reasons, if you're just here at the end, you should be, you're going to be so proud of yourself, honestly. Such a big compliment. I do want to say again, you know, and we still have a lot of time left, but if you do have any friends and family who are interested, tell them to sign up sooner rather than later. We have grown from, you know, 400 people in a group to 26,000 proof, all because of all of you sharing, caring, spreading the word, telling people, like, I just can't with all of that. So massive thank you to everyone who's taken the time to share. We do have a great website, and I'm very mindful to be very transparent. You'll notice, I don't know if you've been to our website or not, I'm assuming because you registered, but a lot of people, other people registered for them, and I don't know if you actually checked out, but we have a whole program section. So if you know, have anyone who's interested, send them to the programs page, and on it, it tells you everything that you need, how much it costs, what start date, how it all works. Like, what makes me freaking crazy is those websites where you try to go find out about something or how much something costs, and you're scrolling and you're scrolling and you're scrolling, and then click here, and then it's just like, oh my god, then you're scrolling again, then in order to find you think you're gonna get there, click here for the cost and information, you click it, and then it's like, give us your email and we'll send you an email, and I'm just like, ah, are you fucking kidding me? That shit drives me crazy. So there is none of that happening on our website. It's literally, it's all there for everybody. You don't have to give away your firstborn child and your phone number and your address and your email and your bank account or none of those things to us to find out how much it costs. Same $75. You know, so it's and there's an FAQ section. So, you know, it's a feel good place. You can send them without them feeling like they're taken for a ride and you're not getting any of the information. And our whole website is very secure. All of it as well. So it's a great resource if people are asking for you. But that's fun. That's fun. I remember I have to go to the periodontist. I remember I had to go to the periodontist. I need to get my periodontal work. And I hate the dentist, but I was there and I'm so nervous and I'm like a nervous Nelly, and I was there, and they're like, well, you know, when can we schedule this? I'm like, well, am I going to be able to talk? He's like, well, you know, like, it's going to be a little bit difficult for like 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, you know, and I'm going through the dates and I couldn't find any time. He's like, you really can't find the time. I'm like, no, like, I literally, he's like, what do? Talk for a living? And I'm like, yes, actually every day, I got a Sunday off. Well, you know, every now and then. And then he's like, well, what do you do? And I told him, and then his sister was on the program. And then I ended up taking a selfie with him, which was so fun. So you never know where you're going to meet some Livy losers or potential Livy losers. All right, let me answer a couple more of these questions and I got to go. Good morning, everyone. Hi, Lynn. The program is so healthy. I've cut some medications out completely. Amazing. You know, I love hearing this, Lynn. High blood pressure, diabetes, and some lowered for now and be cut in the future. I will be here till I'm healthy, happy with my body. Oh, I love that. Yeah. This is the point in the program where we really do see people really coming off and making some major, you know, improvements with their health and wellness, which honestly, that shit is what brings me to tears. Hi, Jen. Good morning. New low this morning. 57 pounds gone over 4 groups. Still learning new things. Each group I hear things differently. Yeah, they hit different regardless of where you're at. You know, I love that. I'm going to start calling my body my boss, as in my boss wants me to lose the fat. My boss doesn't want the fat any more than I do. Yeah, we were talking about about this yesterday. I know, like, and we could have like fatigue, program fatigue, and, you know, mentally we're dealing with so much, but, and, you know, mentally we're ready to pack it in, give it up, take a break, you know what I mean? Try again later, like, ah, but our bodies are not. Our bodies are loving what you're doing. Our bodies are showing up. Our bodies are not quitting on us. Quite the opposite. Our bodies got to a place where they were probably ready to quit on us, hanging on by the skin of its teeth. And now your body is really happy and excited with all the changes that you're making. Your body, think about it. What would your body think about you and all the things you're saying about it? You know, what would your body think about you when you're ready to give up? You know, what would your body think about you, you know, when you're getting down on yourself? What would your body think about you with, do you know what I mean? Like, think about it. If our body could talk, what would our body say to us about where it's at every time we're thinking about giving up in this process because it's taken so long, or, you know what I mean? It's hard, or all those things. And your body just wants you to survive, live your best life. That's all it's trying to do. Your poor body is trying to keep you alive over here for as long as possible and have you functioning at the most optimal levels as possible, you know? And it's just, it's loving it. It's absolutely loving it, you know? Hi all, loving how I'm feeling. Hi Christine, mindset is everything. I just got myself more dedicated to eating, doing good, having a great day. Yeah, off the top, if you missed it, I came on and I said, you know, how are you feeling today? Like, where are you at mentally with this process? Are you ready to give up? Are you excited about what you've done so far? Are you showing up proud? Are you nervous? Are you scared or whatever? It's kind of really good to kind of bring that to light and kind of recognize where you're at and kind of really just own your feelings with it, so you can take that and kind of move forward and help, I don't want to say manage it, but help navigate it, you know, navigate through the feels, keep showing up, you know what I mean? Like, really kind of recognize where you're at in the back end. And it's good to do a mind shift. First few weeks of the program, really just following that food plan, very physical, giving your body what it needs, that kind of thing. Middle part of the program, helping the body focus on fat loss, all those feels coming up. And this kind of, we're turning the page, which is really exciting because this is where you want to be, but also a great opportunity to just take a minute and just kind of recognize how far you've come, where you still want to go, you know, meeting yourself right where you're at, so then you can move forward, right, with yourself. It's a great idea to do that and take a minute with it. Let me scroll down and see if I got any other questions down here. You guys are all just talking to each other. Hi, Morella. I have been feeling hungrier and sabotaging. Okay, non-scale victory, realizing a future sabotaging, been doing it forever. Love this. Yeah, you're doing that. Time to find someone to talk to. Thanks, Gina Levy. You work because you are living and telling your truth. I am. All the stories have given me an aha moment. Aw, thank you. Yeah, I'm not a fan of really asking me about myself outside of this world that I'm living in right now, and I'm just like paralyzed with fear and don't say nothing. But I like talking. I like sharing. I think that, you know, I can only share from my own experience. You know, I'm not a fan when people say, yeah, I know what you mean. And you're like, yeah, really? You know how I feel? Like, you've been there, you've done that. And you know what I mean? You haven't. So I don't know. I mean, I can kind of relate because I've been there. I've been overweight. I've lost the weight. I've learned a lot through helping different people. But I think just because we're all just trying to live our best lives and wake up every day and work through our shit and reach our goals. So for you right now, your goals are reaching your weight loss goals. For me, I have other goals because I've already reached my weight loss goals. But it's the same shit. Showing up every day, making as many choices as you can to follow in line with reaching those goals, working through your own shit, physically, mentally, doing it, all of it, you know, dealing with life, dealing with people, dealing with everything, learning to prioritize yourself, working through your feels and your guilt and, you know, all that. We're all just trying to do the same thing at the end of the day. And I think this is what our Spill the Tea segments are so great and our Livy Loser spotlights are so great, because I think it's about hearing from, you know, real people, sharing real stories, you know. And I was over on Weight Watchers, and I don't like to say anything bad about them, but they're doing this, because I keep them my eye, because I'm a businesswoman. I keep my eye on the competition. They're not really competition, but just to see what people are doing. And they're doing this thing over there with these influencers, and they've invited all these influencers to a retreat. And I'm thinking, oh, this is cool. Like, this, we should do a Livy Loser retreat. Like, I want to do a Livy Loser convent. Can you imagine if we all got together and we shared stories and we like, come on, that'd be so amazing. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but, you know, pandemic. And I'm like, this is cool. I can't wait to see what they're doing. And then it's just a bunch of influencers who I go and look at their Instagram account. They've never even needed to lose weight. Why is Weight Watchers inviting a bunch of, and I'm not judging them, I'm just observing. Why is Weight Watchers inviting a bunch of influencers who've clearly never, young, who've never needed to lose weight, because I went through all their accounts, for what? Like, what is that? Do you know what I mean? To make it cool, to make it hip, like, whatever. I came down, I said to Tony, like, What is this? I don't care what it is, because I'm excited, because now I already got my team on, like, thinking about a retreat that we can do, you know, whatever that looks like, whenever, wherever. But obviously the point is that I want to meet some real people who've really gone through a real journey, you know, and I want to hear from them and where they're at, you know. So anyway, I had this great idea, but I think it's just about being authentic and real. And this is why you'll notice, like, again, I don't promise anything. I don't blow smoke up anyone's ass. I know a lot about weight loss. And, you know, I've designed a really amazing program that works, that's different, that's out there. And that's why I try to stay in my lane. Stay in my lane when it comes to weight loss. So I'm here for you. And I do know what it means. I do know what it feels like to do all of the things and wondering, why is this not working for me, or having lost the weight and gaining it all back. And, you know, I just want everyone, I know what it's like to have that space in my brain that's consumed with weight loss. And it's so great to have it gone. And that's what I want for everyone here. Now I'm rambling and talking too much about myself, which is I'm not a fan of. So I'm going to move on from that. But thank you for everyone for joining me up to this point on all my lives. I love doing them. I hope that you're enjoying them. Please never stop asking questions, commenting. I know I don't get a lot of your questions, but the ones I do get, and I make no plan for it. I just show up and I read what I read, but it creates great conversation. And always, isn't it always relevant to exactly where we're at, where we're all kind of working through, which I think is so cool. Remember that you can listen and download, be part of the over a million people have downloaded our podcast over on our Way with Gina podcast, or of course you can find them right here in the group. Have an amazing day, everyone. I hope you join us today at 4 p.m. If you can't, you can download or listen later. Otherwise, have an amazing day, and I'll check in later. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.